Hello, and welcome to Jolly's Fall 2015 podcast series. This is Megan E. Barnes, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open-access journal housed in the Language and Literacy Department in the College of Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Amy Seeley Flint, professor of middle and secondary education at Georgia State University, Dr. Eliza Allen, assistant professor at the University of South Carolina, Dr. Megan Mason, associate professor at the University of North Georgia, Dr. San Juan Rodriguez, assistant professor at Kennesaw State University, Dr. Natasha Thornton, assistant professor at Kennesaw State University, and Dr. Kamania Winter Hoyt, assistant professor at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, about their article titled, It Happened to Me, Third Grade Students Write and Draw Towards Critical Perspective. Thank you all for joining us today. I'm looking forward to talking to you more about your writing. I'd love for you to start off by telling us a bit about the writing process you used to produce the article, Dr. Flint.
Hello. Well, we are certainly excited to be a part of this conversation, and our writing process was very collaborative. We started off as a research team whereby we each took a part of the data set and analyzed the data set according to some codes and themes and took a very qualitative look at the data. Then once we had a good handle on what we thought the data was telling us, we began to draft some initial ideas, and each of us took up a topic or area that we were most interested in further pursuing. So each of us had a part to play in the writing, and then once we had constructed a draft, we moved it onto Google Docs and used Google Docs as a way to edit the piece. Each of us read the piece multiple times, making suggestions, making edits, changing revision, making revisions, things like that. And then following submission of the piece, once we got the feedback from the editors, we then took another look, went back, each of us took on a section to work on, and we followed up again with a close reading, all of us putting in our ideas and suggestions. And then finally, when we had it in the shape that we liked, we then moved it to my responsibility as the lead author to just, make any final edits and communicate with the editors and make sure that it was in shape. And that essentially was our writing process. So it was very collaborative from the beginning with the research team and then all the way through until the final draft.
Great. And Dr. Rodriguez, what are some of the practitioner-based implications raised in the article?
Well, the first implication is related to topics that we should or should not discuss in schools. Many teachers believe that topics related to race or class are topics that shouldn't be discussed in classrooms with young children. But the implications raised for teachers in this study have to do with the possibility of using critical literacy with young students as a vehicle to discuss these issues. So students in these third grade classrooms in the study showcased how they were able to discuss and write about a range of ideas and topics. And these topics included violence, language learning, and even healthcare. And so these are topics that are not often explored with young children. And the findings from the study raise the possibilities of ways that teachers can discuss these issues in classrooms. Teachers in the study used read-alouds, discussions, they used writing and share time during writing to have their class reflect on and consider multiple viewpoints, and also to make personal connections to the text. And so the implication here are that students are able to explore these topics related to race in class when they're provided a space to do so. Another implication from the study is the affordances that the discussions and the drawings provided for students, So drawing and having discussions about text allowed students a way to further their thoughts about the different topics. And I think that, or we think that as students get older, teachers often get away from allowing kids to talk and draw during the writing time. And this study suggests that through allowing kids to use multiple ways of responding, so talking about text, drawing about text, and writing about text, allows kids the opportunity to further their understanding about different topics. And so it's important to allow a space for young writers to continue to do this, even in the upper elementary grades. And then lastly, another implication is that to provide authentic writing instruction opportunities for students. Providing that authentic writing time gives students a space to write about their personal connection to text and also to write about these topics such related to race and class. And so this doesn't happen as easily when students are expected to always write to a prompt. And so that is why it's so important to provide these spaces for authentic writing instruction.
So Dr. Rodriguez spoke to some of the elementary focus of the paper, but I wonder, Dr. Winter-Hoyt, could you speak to what various audiences you hope the paper addresses and how you hope these audiences benefit from the reading of the article?
Sure. This paper addresses various audiences. Of course, like you said, elementary classroom teachers and literacy coaches will benefit since the context is in an elementary school. The information on writing instruction, in particular strategy work through the use of the writing invitations and integrating content areas into the reading block. Also, any educator who works with ELL learners or interested in learning how to teach from a social, cultural, and critical perspective. Most importantly, if you're an educator that wants to learn how to navigate the demands of Common Core standards or curricular expectations while teaching from a student-centered approach, this article is definitely for you.
Dr. Thornton, could you tell us about the main takeaways you hope readers get from the article?
We hope that readers take away the understanding that integrating critical literacy within writing instruction can be a really transformational classroom practice that enables students to not only develop as writers, but also to develop an understanding for them what it means to be a socially just citizen. And so for this study, students engaged in discussions around picture books that focused on civil rights workers. And that was really nice because those topics align with their social studies standards. So it's also important for readers to think about how then critical literacy can be embedded within the curricular frameworks and mandates. And also, through these discussions and writing responses, students were able to consider multiple perspectives, critique social, political, historical, and cultural issues, and analyze practices that they deem as equitable or inequitable. So really considering how we also want readers to consider the impact that transmediation has on students developing critical understandings about the topics that they're learning. In addition to the discussions of the picture books, students also took up writing invitations that provided them choice in how they responded to texts, including the opportunity to sketch and draw out their understanding. And so when we think about transmediation, we want readers to understand how students are able to explore and share their understandings with each other across various sign systems of discussing and writing and drawing. And what we also want readers to understand, transmediation is not just students duplicating their understandings from a writing piece to a drawing piece, but across these sign systems, students are able to extend and reframe their understandings when provided multiple ways of thinking and responding to topics. Also, we want readers to take away the idea that when students are able to respond in meaningful and authentic ways, when they are not given the scripted writing prompts, they're able to produce an array of different kinds of responses. And so we saw that students were able to make personal connections with social, cultural, and political issues, which allowed them to deepen their understandings of those critical topics, as well as develop a more critical stance around the topics and issues in our society.
And finally, Dr. Allen, what questions were raised by your work?
Well, the first question is, how do we help young children consider complex topics? I think the overall arching purpose of this piece helps us as researchers and teacher educators consider how young children think around issues related to inequities in communities. And this article specifically focuses on topics related to civil rights and migrant workers. The second question is, how do we provide access to young voices to consider complex topics and understand the socio-political events of the past to really make light of our present events? We are inundated with images of civil unrest in communities and blatant attacks on young people and young people of color. So it becomes necessary to raise the issue of how do we provide access to young voices to consider these complex topics. And the literature in this study really presented possibilities for extending conversations and reconstructing what it means to respond and write in an elementary setting. And the last question arising from my work is, how do we create enough opportunities for writers to engage in composing spaces? We see very young children write together during writers' workshop, but that tends to end by third grade. And writers are writing individually. And so in our work, we noticed that students appropriated one another's images and language in their work. And for example, students took these images from their sketch to stretches, and they incorporated them into their own repertoires of understanding.
Thank you all for taking the time to talk with me today. We're very excited to share your work with our Jolly Readers this fall.